Canadian authorities are confronting a new cluster of SARS cases, but researchers in China got a break this week. They discovered a virus in animals virtually identical to the one that causes SARS in humans. But researchers says it doesn't mean they can be less vigilant. Yesterday's announcement in Toronto marks the first new outbreak there in more than 6 weeks. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The Canadian outbreak is a sobering setback in the global fight against SARS. In every country but Taiwan, SARS was apparently coming under control. That is, until yesterday. Toronto health officials say they're investigating 5 possible new cases of SARS, and more than 20 healthcare workers are in quarantine after being exposed to the disease. The origins of the new cases are still obscure. One possibility, a lung transplant patient somehow acquired SARS from another patient recovering from the disease, then the transplant patient carried the virus to a second hospital. Word of the new outbreak came on the same day as some of the most promising news yet in the SARS epidemic, the possible discovery of the animal source of the disease, which is caused by a coronavirus.
This is new, and this agent is very close to the human agent. Very likely it is the same agent.
François Meslin is with the World Health Organization. He says the discovery was an incredible stroke of luck. Researchers at Hong Kong University ventured into a so-called wet market in the Chinese province of Guangdong, where almost everything that walks, crawls, slithers, or flies is offered for the dinner table. Without any real plan, they sampled animal scat and they drew blood. Among the first 20 animals they tested, they found what appears to be the human SARS virus in 7 animals, 6 civets, cousins to mongoose which live in fruit trees, and 1 raccoon dog, which is a wild canine that looks for all the world like a raccoon. A Chinese ferret badger had antibodies to the virus, also indicating possible infection. Some researchers caution that the animals could merely have been exposed to the SARS virus, not that it came from them. Meslin says it's too early to be sure that SARS jumped from a civet or a raccoon dog to humans, but
there is something which has to be done, and I know that the Chinese authorities have already started doing that, which is to stop the trade and consumption of those animal species. And this would certainly be the easiest way to prevent the disease from occurring and from maybe reappearing.
The new discovery is topic A at a gathering of the world's coronavirus experts this weekend in Holland. Dr. Mark Dennison of Vanderbilt University in Nashville is one of those. He spoke on his cell phone en route to the meeting from an airport lounge in Atlanta.
It is exciting. It suggests one of a couple things. Either they were incredibly lucky, or this virus may be more widespread in this type of animal and related animals than we would have previously thought.
Dennison says the new finding opens a number of doors.
It gives us several possibilities. I sort of think about it as the hows, whys, whats, and wheres.
How did the virus jump from these wild animals to humans? Why does it cause disease in humans, but apparently not the animals? What has happened to the virus since it changed partners?
Finally, we can sort of think about where to go from here, if in fact we have an animal that's naturally infected.
He expects comparison of the genes from the animal and human viruses to offer shortcuts on how to attack the SARS virus with drugs and vaccines. But Dr. Megan Murray of the Harvard School of Public Health is cautious.
It's already in the human population, and I would like to think that we could effect enough of a change to make it go away, but I actually don't think that's going to happen.
Murray thinks SARS is likely to disappear over the summer, maybe causing the occasional mild, unrecognized illness, and then burst forth in the fall in a new epidemic. The United States will not be immune from the next SARS epidemic, she says, and as the possible new outbreak in Toronto shows, healthcare workers must be constantly alert.
So warning hospitals that this could actually still happen in the U.S. and giving them very careful guidelines of what to do if they see SARS patients, what kind of isolation measures they should put into place, how high their level of suspicion should be, will be very useful things to do.
That level of suspicion will certainly be higher now that Toronto has had a SARS relapse. Richard Knox, NPR News.